It's 1:30, and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Nicolette Mendoza with Kenya Bruce and Aru Jakub. In the weather, it's 17 degrees and rainy outside our East York studios. Now, here are the headlines. Boston is in a lockdown while police hunt down a suspect in the Boston Marathon bombing, and Environment Canada has yet to confirm if a tornado touched the Shelburne region. And this weekend, Subway's closure has been canceled. Now for today's breaking story. Two suspects have been identified for the Boston Marathon bombing. The suspects are identified as Yokar and Tamlin Tsarnov. Last night, a police car chase and a gun battle left one of the suspects and a police officer dead. Officers are now in a manhunt for Yokar, who is on the loose. Their uncle says that the Tsarnov brothers are from a Russian region near Chechnya, but the brothers lived in the U.S. for about a decade. Boston is now in a lockdown and all mass transit is suspended. Businesses are also asked to close. About 1 million people in the city and some of the suburbs are warned to stay indoors. The bombing on Monday killed 3 people and injured more than 180 people. Authorities do not know the motive for the bombing as of yet. Environment Canada will be heading to the Shelburne area today after severe weather caused heavy damage in the region yesterday. Reports say the damages are storm-related. Environment Canada says that their weather agency will try to confirm if a tornado touched the region. There are no reported injuries connected with the storm. Meanwhile, in local news, erosion from the Scarborough Bluffs are threatening the cliffs and the properties nearby. As Scarborough Observer Ali Raza reports, we take a look at what is being done to prevent further damage to the bluffs and the properties.
As waves from the lake keep slamming into the bluffs, there is a concern of damage and erosion. The Toronto and Region Conservation Authority has been working on the Meadowcliff Drive Erosion Control Project since 2011. The project is going to build protective structures along the Meadowcliff shoreline to prevent further erosion and damage. Senior Construction Supervisor Mark Preston explains why the TRCA is concerned.
The major reasons to protect the properties. You know, the very east end of Meadowcliff Drive, at number one Meadowcliff, that's an Ontario Heritage property. And then if all those properties would be at risk, including an Ontario Heritage property.
Although they have a gorgeous view, residents are worried about their own houses. When erosion started to speed up in 2006, Meadowcliff residents hurried to get the TRCA to do something about it. Meadowcliff resident Susan Skinoka talks about why she became concerned.
You can see that stump. So we had that tree taken down this year simply because it's so close to the edge that as it was swaying, it was going to do damage to the cliff. And so we used to be able to drive our lawnmower around the other side of that tree. So we're talking probably a good 15 feet has gone since we moved here. So kind of a foot a year.
The project is expected to be completed by July and will provide the much-needed protection for Meadowcliff Drive. Ali Raza, Observer Radio News, Scarborough.
The subway closure for this weekend has been called off. The TTC scheduled to bring a specialized machine to grind the rails between Union and St. Clair West stations, but the machine malfunctioned. The TTC will decide if the rail grinding scheduled for the Yonge Line will take place next weekend. TTC officials will also announce new dates for the Spadina closure soon. And that's a look at news. Now let's send it over to Kenya and Aruj with entertainment.
Hello everyone, and I'm Kenya. The time has finally come for rock band Rush. The band was introduced to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland yesterday. With 20 studio albums and over 30 years of sold-out tours across the world, Rush has more successful gold or platinum albums than any other rock group, besides the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, of course. Rush was eligible to enter the Hall of Fame 25 years after the release of their first album. Equipped with their instruments, their voices, and a vision, two young musicians prove that life and music make the greatest teachers. Their unique sound has slowly opened the ears of Toronto's music scene. Observer Radio News' Joy Ann Marana reports.
Playwrights are two young musicians in Toronto who found music and life outside of school as their greatest teachers. Silk Lorena, one half of Playwrights, did not continue school after graduating high school. It was a difficult decision, but he admits that the risk was necessary to pursue his dreams.
It's like, once you find that you can do something like without being pushed by someone else and you wanted to do it like on your own, that's like the best thing, you know what I mean? So it was just a hobby at first, and I met Angela, and it was like, success throughout the summer that made me realize, you know what, like, we probably have something going on around here.
Playwrights was created in 2011 when Lorena and Angela Bernica collaborated on their new song. With two distinct styles of music, it was hard at first for the duo to fuse their genres together. Lorena adds a more hip-hop feel to the music with its raps, while Abernica adds the soulful and sometimes folky sound to their songs.
But when I start a song, like, I'll really write something that really, like, speaks to me, and then it'll be challenging for Silk to obviously, like, get into that exact mind state.
Nice.
Same as, so, like, if he was to write his songs, like, I won't fully be there.
As playwrights slowly find their place in the music scene, people can expect to hear different sounds that only they can provide. Joyam Rana, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
And in other music news, rapper Jay-Z announced that he is dropping his small stake in the Brooklyn Nets. He says he wants to focus on his new sports agency called Roc Nation Sports. The agency will represent today's best athletes. Even though he will no longer own part of the team, on his website he said he promises to remain a Brooklyn Net forever. And that's all from me. Let's send it to Aruj for more on entertainment.
Need a hunger boost? Nothing to eat? Treat your stomach to a combination of creamy caramel chocolatey peanut bar. Oh, Henry.
Welcome back and hello everyone. It's Aruj Yacoub with more of your entertainment news. Katie Lang will be inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame this weekend at the Juno Awards held in Regina. Many felt because the singer was already an officer of the Order of Canada and also has a star on Canada's Walk of Fame, it was overdue. However, Katie was humble and happy she had received it. If it wasn't for the sign outside, then you could easily mistake Lippert Music Center for just a quaint little bungalow stuck between a sandwich shop and a thrift store. Inside the basement of the bungalow, however, music lessons have been taught for over 56 years, making it the oldest business in the Pape Village. Started in 1957 by Joseph Lippert Jr., his daughter Charlene Beard took the helm in the early 90s. Observer Radio News' very own Christian Boyer has a scoop on how this little music school keeps the beat going.
Joseph Lippert Jr., the family business was passed down in 1996 to his daughter Charlene, who both operates and teaches there. Charlene puts commitment first when it comes to her students.
What we've got going for us is the fact that we are in between three schools. We're centrally located. We've had a really great rapport, I think, with all of our students. You know, everybody knows that we're committed to excellence. We're committed to our word. Anybody that's working, you know, even if I tell you you are going to get something, you will get it. Anything we can do to nurture the whole being of the child. Not only musically, music leads you to so many different things. It helps with math. It helps with English. It helps with stage presence and being able to present yourself. It helps with performance.
Many of the teachers at Lippert Music Center are musicians in their own right. They juggle their own indie music careers while still finding time to teach at Lippert. Simon Abbott is just one of those teachers. Recently, his indie music career took him on tour in Alberta. Pulling from his experience, he learned early on that improvisation is something he loved about music. So much so, he feels it rubbed off on his teaching style.
That's where you really can explore your language as a musician. I come in with a general idea of what I want to accomplish, but if I leave it kind of open, then you're looking for that spark of something that's going to happen, and then you can run with that a little bit. Like, there still needs to be structure to make sure you're covering all the kind of elements of a well-rounded, you know, musician. But what I like most about teaching is this reciprocal thing of, like, oh, you tell me about some artist, and then I go check out that artist. And, like, I think one of the interesting things is when your student starts to develop their own interest in music, and, like, separate from you, or they're bringing something to you. That, to me, is, like, a good sign that they're engaged.
After 56 years and two generations, Charlene intends to keep the beat going for many more years to come. This is Christian Boyer, Observer Radio News.
And here are today's upcoming movies. Today is the date. Today is the day Jurassic Park fans have lived for. The original movie released back on June 9th in 1993 and comes back to IMAX theaters today in 3D. The hype for the fifth movie releasing in June 2014 has definitely begun. And former Oscar nominee Naomi Watts comes out with her movie this weekend, Sunlight Jr., alongside Matt Dillon and Norman Reedus. Watts is shown in a generational cycle of poverty and struggle. After happily finding out about her pregnancy, she loses her job and is eventually evicted from her motel. And that's all from me. Now let's send it back to Nicolette for the wrap.
Thanks, Aruj. That's the news for now. You can find more news at torontoobserver.ca. On behalf of us here at Observer Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great afternoon.